Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be coming at you live today for the next couple hours to help you out with your gardening questions. My father should be back next week. He's on a little vacation visiting my brother in sunny Florida, where we're up here in rainy New England. So let's try and switch that around. I'd like some of that sun up here, please. So hopefully when he comes back, he'll bring it with us. Bring it with him and bring it back to us. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try to answer any of your gardening questions. Tom, who's up first in the 8 o'clock hour? All right. I think Tom's trying to get our guest, Paul, to talk about the trip that they have, that my father, Paul, has going next August, from the 7th to the 19th. They're going to Alaska. They've been to Alaska so many times, I can't even count, but they keep going back because of how incredible everything is over there. It's an incredible area to go. I wish I could go. I am, all I do is watch the Discovery Channel and watch all these Alaska shows. I love the area over there, so I wish I could go. But we're going to try and get a little bit more information of what they're going to see and what they're going to do next year in August. They're going to be going to Alaska. They'll be going to Bouchard Gardens in Victoria, British Columbia. It's going to be on the Royal Caribbean, so that's going to be a great time. I know my parents have been on this before, and they said they get so close to an iceberg that you can almost touch it. It's amazing what they can do nowadays. They can get so close. It's almost like it's there. It's just everything is always something going on and something to see. It's amazing up there. So hopefully you guys can join them. You can give the travel agency a call if you'd like some more information. The phone number is 1-800-322-9481. Again, 1-800-322-9481. They can give you some more information. You can also go to my father's website at paulparent.com and click on the trips. It'll give you what you're going to do every day. It'll tell you a little bit of information about each day and what you're going to do. I know the first 2 days, you're going to arrive in Vancouver, go to the downtown Victoria, and go in the area, do some things there. Then you're going to start the cruise ship on the 9th, and it's going to go all the way to the 18th. And it looks like a lot of fun. I wish I could be going there with you guys, but somebody's got to stay here and do the show for him, because he'll be on the West Coast. So there's a, 3 or 4 hour difference over there. So it would be up at 2 to be doing this. So give him a little break at that point too. So we'll help him out there. But if you have some more questions about the trip, the phone number is 800-322-9481. Again, it's Largay Travel Incorporated. It's at 800-322-9481. The phone number here, if you have any questions for me about your gardening problems or anything that you have any issues with in the garden or lawn, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll try and answer it the best we can. If I don't have an answer for you, I will let you know that I don't know it, and I will try and get my father to answer your question the next week when he's back. And, I'll try and give you everything I know about it. I am doing what I can for you. If you have any other questions, come visit me at Northeast Nursery after the show, and you can bring in a sample of a plant or a picture, or just, you know, tell me, describe it to me, and I'll do everything I can to help you out at that point with everything. I'm at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Mass. On Route 1. We're on the corner of Route 1 and Lowell Street, so you can stop by after 10, be here until 3 or 4 today, and can help you out as much as we can. Phone number here again is 855-660-4261. And Tom, you said we got callers? All right. Let's start with who's up next.
Next up, we've got Natalie from New Hampshire with a question about wood ash.
Natalie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, Patrick. I would like to know, when is the best time to spread wood ashes, whether in the spring or at this time? And also, wood ash is good for strawberry plants and raspberry plants.
You could mix that in the in with them. It wouldn't completely affect them. The wood ash, when you put that into the garden, it is a substitute for some lime. So you could be putting that down now or in the spring. It would really depend on when you're doing it each year. You kind of want to keep it the same. You don't want to do it, multiple times during the year. It is something that you can use also in like a compost pile. So you could be adding that at some points. it really, you want to take a look at your, if you're putting it in the lawn, you want to definitely take a look at your soil pH and possibly have it tested to see what you need to do for it before you just start putting this, the wood ash in there. If you've already had that tested, and it tells you you want to use something along the lines of this, for some of the lime or the potash or the potassium that it carries, you could be putting that down in the fall or in the spring, but you kind of want to do it at the same time each year. But again, what I would do is definitely take a look at your soil by getting a soil test or doing a home test so that you can figure out what it actually needs for material in there, because the wood ash might just do one thing for it, but you might need some other things to help fix it. And we thank you for the phone call, Natalie. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Katie from Michigan with a question about lemon trees.
Katie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I grew a lemon tree and an orange tree from a seed. And I put them out this summer. I've never done this before. I just did it for the heck of it. But I heard you talking about when you bring things in, you're supposed to let them go dormant. Am I supposed to be doing something special to the lemon tree and the orange tree right now? Or?
Well, it really depends on what you're bringing in. When you bring it inside, you want to have a little bit of a dormant period. So that it kind of knows that the seasons are changing, so that it can revamp and kind of get its nutrients back to where they belong, because they have been putting a lot of effort into fruiting for you. So by, having them, having a little bit of a dormant period is going to help them for its future.
What if they didn't fruit yet?
Well, they probably wouldn't fruit on the first year or so if you just did them.
Right.
It's going to take a little bit of time for you. But you definitely want to, bring it in and give it that dormant period still.
Okay. And how do I do that? Put them in the basement then, you think, or?
On the lemon tree, you could probably just put it in you could put it in the house, depending upon how warm you keep the house.
Oh, like 90.
Well, if it's that warm, it's going to feel like it's home in Florida for, you know, all summer.
Okay.
You know, if you think about on, you know, in the southern part of the states and where they're where they actively grow, the temperatures down there do get to the 30s and 40s and 50s during the winter times. They do get some frost. So it kind of, they do kind of go a little bit dormant. They kind of need that cold period to know that the seasons are changing.
Okay.
So you could keep it in a nice sunny window to keep that going for the season. But you kind of want it, you don't want to keep it at like 80, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
All season. So you could put it in the basement so it will get it, you know, the temperature a little bit below that, because you keep pushing the temperature so hot, it's just, it could end up stressing it out in the long run.
All right.
Okay, because especially if it's 80, 90s all this time, then when you bring it out in the spring,
right,
you're going to the 50s.
Right.
You know, it's just, you could actually do more damage later.
All right.
So you could put it in the basement, you know, in the basement if it gets a little bit of light in there, that can't hurt it.
Okay.
But you don't want it to stay in the 80s and 90s all season long.
All right.
All righty.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Patrick.
And we thank you for the phone call, Katie. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weeds to eat? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on Sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Again, 855-660-4261. You're here to answer all your gardening questions for the next hour and 37-38 minutes. Do everything we can to help you out. And let's go right into the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Valerie from Maine with a question about azaleas.
Valerie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for doing such a good job.
Thank
my
you.
Question is about my early blooming azalea,
okay.
And the bark at the base is peeled away. Is there a wrap or something I can do to save it, or is it?
When you say it's peeled away, are you seeing like a wooden, like a almost like when you scratch the the bark on it, you can see underneath it, or is it even thicker, even further back than that?
Well, I can see where the layer is. Parts of the layers are there, and the rest is gone. And the leaves have just curled. It does not look good.
It seems like what could have happened is it started to get eaten at the bottom, maybe by a mouse or something small like that around there.
Right.
So that could be something that is affecting it. So that could be something that's going on there. One of the things you could do is you could try to use a wound dressing that you can find at a garden center. That what it does is they have you cut it just a little bit on that area so it's an open wound, and then it will, when you spray this, it'll help clean it up. So you can do that. You definitely want to try and fertilize it now and then again in the spring to try and give it something for the spring for next year. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Let's get right into talking with Paul from Largay Travel Agency. We can get some information about Alaska out there. Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
I am quite well, Patrick. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Well, we have a little bit of time here, so I want to ask you a couple questions. When's the we'll start off with, when's the trip gonna happen to Alaska?
Well, the trip, Patrick, is going to happen next August 7th to the 19th. And, you know, I had worked with your mom and dad on the past two trips. We'd done a wonderful Ireland trip, and then we'd done the Chelsea Flower Show. And your dad came to me and said, hey, Paul, one of my favorite places in the world is Alaska. So he said, do me a favor. Give our listeners and my wife and I a chance to get what we call the Whitman sampler. We want a real overview, because if someone is just going to this area once, we want to make sure that the program we develop for them really gives them a real good insight into what's in there. And so with that in mind, Patrick, we set out to put together what we think is just the quintessential Alaskan itinerary, with a couple of days in Victoria, which I know is, again, another one of your dad's favorite places, and we're going to get a chance to get over to Victoria Island and see Bouchard Gardens, and then we'll be on the cruise for 7 days, and then actually up to Denali. And it's a great itinerary, because it gives people a chance to do as much or as little as they want. You know, the pristine wilderness up there, the wildlife, the scenery is just majestic.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but incredible things from my father from all his trips there. I've been jealous that he's been able to go there so many times. I think they started going there maybe when I was 8 or 9, and every time they came back with so many pictures, it was incredible. And it's I am jealous, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, Patrick, it's funny. I've been in the travel business for 30 years, and what really is so compelling to me about Alaska is really, as I said a minute ago, the pristine wilderness. When you are on the deck of the ship, which people need to know also, this is the land of the midnight sun. So what's really cool is it really never truly gets dark there. I mean, you can go out on board around 11 o'clock at night and it's twilight, but it doesn't get dark. So you can still soak up some of the magnificent scenery, even late in the evening. But as you just sail along the inside passage, seeing the whales, seeing the bears, seeing the moose, you just look at all of this undeveloped timberland, and it's so majestic and spiritual is probably the best way I can say it.
Excellent, Paul. What I'm going to have you do is just hang on the line real quick. Got to go to a commercial break. I want to ask you a couple more questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Paul Largay from Largay Travel Incorporated. And just, I know he has a couple minutes left. I just want to get out there, just where can we go to get more information? What number can we call, Paul, to get some information on this and, you know, pricing, et cetera?
Right, Patrick. You can call us at Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. It's 1-800-322-9481. And as your dad knows, there was only a certain amount of space on this. We only have 30 cabins, and last week when we announced the price, we had a pretty good level of interest. And so it is sort of first come, first serve. And if people haven't been to Alaska, they just need to seriously consider this trip because it's special. And it, as many highlights as it has, Patrick, I think probably the most spectacular is Hubbard Glacier, which when I sailed by there, and I know your dad and I were talking about this, it's one of the few glaciers in the world that is actually growing, and it's 75 miles long. It covers over 1,300 square miles. And what's really incredible about it is when you're on the ship looking at this, it calves, and calving is the way it actually grows, and it drops these pieces of ice that, frankly, are about the size of small skyscrapers, and it sounds like a cannon going off, and it really is nature in its raw, pure form. It's so spectacular. It's such a visual, and to miss this with this opportunity would just be unfortunate.
Yeah, I am said it a couple times, I am very jealous that he's going there. I have I watch way too many shows on Alaska. I am from season to season. I could go for some king crab fishing up there. I could go all the way down to the gold dredges. I did notice you guys are going to see gold dredge number 8 in Fairbanks. It's getting me even more jealous the more and more I read about this. So I guess I'm going to have to stop reading about it, because I guess it is first come, first serve. And if I don't get in there soon, I won't be going.
Well, Patrick, it's really a fabulous trip. And as I said, it's just got so much variety to it. If you're a history buff, there's a tremendous history of the Tlingit Indians, who were the original founders in Alaska. Or if you're a nature buff, I mean, that goes on infinitum with the wilderness and the wildlife. If you're a cruising fanatic, I mean, this is probably one of the great ways to just sit back and watch the world go by. I mean, there's adventure. You can go fishing. You can take float planes up the fjords. You can take a narrow gauge railway up into the Yukon. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And what we'd really love to do is just have the opportunity, if someone is interested, we would be happy to give them real detail and insights into what they can do. And I'm sure there's something for everyone there. And if they just give us a call tomorrow at 1-800-322-9481, we can answer all their questions and ideally reserve their spot with your mom and dad.
All right, that would be great, Paul. We thank you for joining us and giving us a little bit more information. That number, again, is 800-322-9481. Give Paul or
Bobby
anybody.
Or Honey a call. They're the ones that will be assisting. We've got all the inventory and what space is left.
Definitely. And if you want to email them, if email is your thing, you can go to my father's website and go to the trips and look at the Alaska. And at the bottom, you can email both of them, Bobby or Honey, and they will be sure to help you. We thank you, Paul. And
thank you. And I look forward to seeing you maybe as a stowaway on board, Patrick.
I hope so. Hopefully we'll get a big enough suitcase for me.
Terrific. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of the show. And thanks for the opportunity just to give people a little bit of what Alaska offers, and we'd be happy to speak to them personally if there's more an incremental interest. So have a great day. We'll catch up with you later.
Excellent. Thank you, and you have a great day as well. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll try and answer all your gardening questions. We will help you out the best we can. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. And we will do everything we can. Tom, is there anybody on the line to help out? Got open lines, so give us a call so we can help you out and do everything we can. I've talked about many times using Wiltproof at this time of year. This is something you should be using. Another thing I have touched on briefly is starting to get the yard ready for the winter with the deer. You can use a couple products. There's Deer Scram is one product that you can put out there, and they do say it's guaranteed to work. You can also use Shake Away products. They have some organic animal repellents. The different products that they have is urine-based products. And you could also use some of the Bone-Eyed products. They have many different deer repellents. What happens is all the low feeding perennials that the deer enjoy aren't there in the winter, so they start going up for the taller ones. The arborvitaes are a big one that they go after, so you want to start getting that done in the next couple weeks here. Probably, next month or so you start getting there, but we definitely want to start repelling them. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's on the line I can help out?
Next, so we've got Peter from Maine with a question about passion flowers.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. My question is I have a passion flower growing. It's a vine native to Southeast, and I was wondering, I'm in Maine, I was wondering how to keep it alive through the winter for the spring. Do I need to treat it like a bulb and dig it up and put it in the basement, or should I just leave it in the ground and mulch it heavy?
It's fully planted. It's out in the yard, you said?
Yes, yes.
Okay. One of the things, it's in Maine, how far up in Maine are you?
In the Dresden area.
Okay. So, I mean, you're going to get some cold there, probably a deeper cold in that area. So it is something that you can, if you wanted to, try and bring it in. The passion flower is kind of hard to grow outside over the winter for that area. If you can dig it up and put it in a pot, that would really help out to bring it inside and kind of let it go dormant. You want it to have cool temperatures in the fall, in the winter. You don't want it to have the really freezing temperatures like it would if it was left outside in snow cover. So if you could pot it up and bring it inside, that would really do a lot for you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, just quickly, it doesn't have like the, it's not a, obviously not a bulb form, so it won't have a whole lot of energy to make it through the winter. Would you recommend treating it more like a house plant and keep giving it sun indoors, or just put it in the basement and, like a bulb go dormant?
Well, you definitely want to treat it like a house plant.
Okay.
You know, because that's kind of what it is. You want to allow it to have a dormancy period in a dark, like cool place. If it has a little bit of light, that's not going to hurt it. Like sure. If you put it into like a basement or someplace that it's not going to freeze. That's really what you're looking for. You don't want it to just freeze completely because that could affect the root system. But when you do plant it, try and get as much of a root system as you can. If you remember the size of the container that you put it in when you put it in the ground, you might want to possibly, it's usually maybe like a 10-gallon plant, maybe try to get something, like a 15-gallon, something that you'll get a little bit more of the root system that it's been growing in. That way that you have as much of a root system so that there's not as much shock when it comes inside.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you treat it like a house plant, but let it have that dormant stage and then bring it back out in the spring and slowly harden it off once the weather starts to prove that it's going to stay warm.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Patrick. Very much.
And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for the next hour and 18 minutes to help you out with all your gardening questions. I'll do everything we can to help you out. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line?
We sure do.
Right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I have some friends that have 6 or 7 hydrangea bushes that just don't bloom, and I'm wondering why and how I can help them.
Okay. Well, it could be two things, depending upon the style of hydrangea. If they get cut back too early before they flower, if they get cut back in the spring and haven't flowered yet, that could be one of the reasons. A lot, depending upon the style of hydrangea.
They told me that they haven't cut them back at all, and they've been fertilizing them, and they've been in for 6 or 7 years, and they've never they've gotten one flower.
Okay. Do you know if this was something, one of the plants that they got maybe around Easter time?
I don't. I know they got them at Mahoney's, in Winchester, which is a reputable nursery in the area.
Yes, definitely.
So I don't know if they got them at Easter time or not.
Okay, because the reason why I ask is that at Easter, they have the ones that are forced to bloom. They're always in full color around Easter time. Those ones are more of a house plant, and what they'll do is they'll just produce leaves. But it doesn't sound like that. If they've been fertilizing during the year, you know, they should be fertilizing with a 10-10-10 fertilizer a couple times during the season.
Okay.
Since they haven't had blooms yet, what they could actually do is they could actually chop them down a bit. What they might want to do is wait until the spring, see if they start to see any blooms coming up. If nothing comes up, say, you know what, this will be a last try, and kind of cut them almost in cut a third to a half off of them, cut them back just a bit, just to give it a little bit of a wake up call to that plant, saying, hey, we like you, we want you to stay, but if you don't do something, we're going to have to, figure something else out.
Okay.
That might be doing something for them. What they can also do is give it a little bit of a root pruning.
Okay.
They can go out from the plant about, a foot, maybe a little bit more, and just cut around the edge with the spade. Just put the spade down, cut down, and just try to allow the root system to, establish itself elsewhere.
Okay.
What they can also do is try and get something that has a high middle number in the fertilizer. There's the bloom booster out there from Bonide to try and help with that. It's got a high middle number, which works for the blossoms.
I believe
there's a Miracle-Gro product that's a bloom booster. There's a couple other products. It's the middle number is what you're worried about. I've seen them up to like 50s in the number. Okay, and those could be a few things to help them to try and get some, vigor into those plants and allow them to flower a little bit.
Okay, very good.
And we thank you
so
for the phone call, Patty.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Father will be back next week to join you. He's a little vacation seeing my brother down in Florida. We figured he could use a little bit, take some time off, and you're stuck with me for another hour and 15 minutes here. We'll do everything I can to help you out. Phone number again is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro EM1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro EM1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro EM1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro EM1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Perry Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call for all your gardening questions. We'll do everything we can to help you out. I know this past hour we got a lot of good information from the Alaska tour information that my father will be going on in August. You can give them a call at 800-322-9481. Again, the 800 number is 800-322-9481. Give them a call, get some information. Tom, who's up on the phone next?
Next up, we've got Boyd from Cape Cod with a question about Montauk daisies.
Boyd, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, hi, Patrick. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to ask your advice on something. I'm looking for a variety of plants that would bloom throughout most of the winter or have flower, you know. And I wondered if you could recommend a variety to me. I wanted to ask you also about the Christmas cactus.
Yep.
Christmas cactus, I'm interested in. I'm going to read up on them, about them, and maybe you could recommend a particular variety. I don't know if they need grow lights or whatever, or special light, because I live in a place that doesn't get a lot of sunlight.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Christmas cactus, you're definitely going to want to, the variety, you're really just looking for one that any of the garden center locally will carry. Mm-hmm. If they're bringing it into your area, then it's going to be fine. Yep. You definitely want to keep it. You know, it does need some sun and a sunny window, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you don't have a lot of light,
well, only in the early morning from the east do we have. I mean, I have some light coming in. You know, the bedroom, balcony, and I live in a condominium, and you know, I was wondering what kind of light situation they require.
They do like a good amount of sun. They don't, you know, they don't do great in all shade.
Right.
If you're getting a decent amount of sun, you should be fine.
What kind of temperatures are the good range for them?
Well, they don't want to go below 50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the you can actually keep them, you know, in a warmer area. I remember my parents having one in our living room pretty much all year round.
Uh-huh.
It did get a good amount of sun and
right.
always flowered, you know, towards Christmas, hence the, you know, the name.
Yeah. How long do they flower? Do they flower throughout the winter?
It varies depending upon the season and the amount of sun that they'll get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can go for, you know, a good month or a little bit more. Maybe, you know, majority of anything that flowers usually is lasting about a month.
Right.
Maybe a little bit more.
I thought they were longer than that, yeah.
It varies. It really varies because if it's going to be in more of a shady area,
uh-huh.
then it's going to drop sooner
right.
Rather than later.
Logical. Is there some other lights that I could purchase to help them? And I wanted to do well. And actually, I was going to get a couple of them. And
they do have
right
grow
the apartment. Maybe there's a better variety of plant for my condo. You know?
Yeah, a lot of the times for a shady area, you might be better off with some of the foliage type plants.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're looking for the flowers. But with the Christmas cactus, or if you were to have like a poinsettia or something at that time of year, you could do something with a grow light, to help give it some of the hours. It doesn't, when it's in like a dormant period, it doesn't want the, you know, the artificial light.
Right.
This is something you would keep on during the day and you want them to have a night. So you wouldn't be keeping the light on it all day.
Yeah.
It would be something that at night you want it to know that it's nighttime.
Yes.
You know, and so it's not just one full day because it can push a lot of the buds out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
okay.
I mean? So, you know, the artificial light you could do. There are a bunch of different grow lights out there
mm-hmm.
For indoor gardening. Then they can even be used in the spring again to start some seeds for you.
Right.
So it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Your father mentioned a plant. I think he said it was called the Montauk daisies. Did you have
right. Yeah, I have. Boy, just give me one second. We're going to go to break real quick. When we get back, I'll give you a little bit more information on the...
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.